Danny talks about Strickler's leadership, about the way he'd bring a band together, the way he'd say, you know, let's all think together and so forth like that. What did he tell you personally, anything in that regard?
Where you have a band leader who, like Wills, Wills needed somebody in the band who, they call it the straw boss in a band like that. A lot of times it's the first alto player. And I think Benny just naturally fell into that position of sort of being the straw boss of the band. So, you know, he might have been involved with kicking off tempos and so in other words, he would be like the subordinate to Bob Wills as far as, you know, rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. When they rehearsed, it's very possible that Benny was the guy who ran the rehearsals with input from Wills. And he was always trying to encourage the musicians, you know, we need to play together. And then Danny said he would say that thing about, we need to have a meeting of the minds for a meeting of the music, you know. And obviously that shows a lot about the kind of experience that he had working in larger groups. One of the things that he emphasized, that Danny emphasized about Benny, was the fact that he was always there to play. He brought 110% onto the bandstand every night. He never slacked off. And, you know, those guys worked very hard. And there were times when, you know, obviously they didn't feel their best. And Benny would get up and do the job. You know, he figured that was what was required of him.